Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, Malka.
You're the first to arrive, Malka.
Okay.
For some reason, we're getting a lot of static.
Okay, I'm going to go mute. Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to begin. We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar on Parsha Lech Lecha, section 27. And this is Pasuk 296, which is the last Pasuk of this section. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Tutsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sot Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amaduna Elohindu Alena Maseya Denu Kanane Alena Maseya Denu Kananehu. Rabbi Yehuda Amam Begin Ka Et Hashem La It Yahav Le Yahad It Gazar Mem tet vihi mamash Periti kre Rialda kewan Tial Bivrit Kedain Ij Yehivat Leya At Heya Diktiz Ani Hine Briti Itach Behaita Leav Hamon Goim Velo Yikare Od Shimcha Avram Vegomer. Rabbi Yehuda said, according to this, the letter He, which is the Shekhinah, was not given to him until he was circumcised. Why? Because she is called the actual covenant. Therefore, because he entered the covenant, he was given the letter He in his name. As it is written, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Avram. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Understand well this idea that the Shekhinah is the covenant, the contract between Hashem and mankind. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Can you remind me when Sarah's name was changed to Sarah?
Sarah's name was changed from Sarai, which is spelled Shin Resh Yud, to Sarah, which is Shin Resh He. So essentially, the number the Yud, which has a gematria of 10, was split into two, one for Avram, which was the letter He, and one for Sarai, which is the letter He also, becoming Sarah. So Avram became Avraham, Sarai became Sarah. And both represent the Shekhinah. They represent the last He of Hashem's name.
Her name was changed when Abraham's name was changed at the same time.
I'm not following you, Malka. Your name was changed at the same time Abraham's was?
No. Sarah's name was changed. She was given the He at the same time as Abraham.
That's correct.
Okay. So he was in the covenant because he was married. It was male, female. Okay.
And he was given the covenant. Both of them were given the covenant because Abraham underwent the Brit Milah, the circumcision.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Because there's no more verses in this section, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go on. We'll go on next week to section 28.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I can't think of one right now.
Okay. They'll come to you eventually.
Right.
So I will wish you all a good evening. remind you that our 7 o'clock class is our Zohar class for the Parasha of Ha'alotcha.
Okay.
And we'll see you there.
All right.
Shalom.
Bye. Shalom.
Thank you.